Russia, China. I've shipped to the Middle East. I've shipped to Hong Kong, Japan. In addition to all of the grocery stores around the country, we create food. But the biggest part of our business is actually producing signature dishes for companies like Cracker Barrel stores and Chili's and Fridays. And if you go into a Fridays and you eat a Jack Daniels, anything Jack Daniels, I made that. I created that sauce. And it goes all over the world every single day. So, you know, our bakery division in Gonzales, you know, we bake products for all of the stores. We bake king cakes. I mean, they're baking king cakes today because the king cake season is coming. And they're going to do like 70,000 king cakes out of the bakery. It's incredible. So we have the catering division, the restaurant division, the bakery division, the manufacturing division, and the publishing division. So from a little bitty restaurant at the Sunshine Bridge in 1978, with the help of a lot of wonderful people, people who really trusted in us, and employees who gave their lives to come and work for us, and customers who found out about us and came and spent their money with us. We've been able, after, like you say, 40 years, to bring Louisiana cooking around the world. And I would never have guessed in a lifetime growing up in St. James Parish that a Cajun bar growing up in the swampland. My dad was a trapper. My mother died when I was 7, gone on 8 years old. My dad never remarried, raised all 8 of us. To think that I've been blessed this way with a great team and a great opportunity to showcase what's so great was wonderful. So,
well, Chef, we've got to roll, but thank you for joining us, John. And tomorrow, 11:30 at City Place, or at Blue Bonnet, 2 o'clock City Place. This is Jim Inkster, and we have a fascinating guest at this time, Jude Angelini. He was born and raised in Pontiac, Michigan. Got his start as a guest and comic on the Jenny Jones Show. Now hosts his own show, The All Out Show, on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. And he is back in a big way with Hummingbird, known for his radio handle, Rude Jude. He's followed up on the remarkable success of his first memoir, Hyena, with a dark, deviant, and deliriously funny new book. And hello to you, Jude Angelini.
How you doing, Jim?
Doing well. Well, let's start with how you got your start on the Jenny Jones Show. That was a huge break, and usually these things are a case of overnight recognition more than anything else, because you worked a long time before this big break occurred.
Yeah, it was. I was fortunate enough to... I went on Jenny Jones kind of as a joke, and people seemed to like me. It's hard to explain nowadays because everyone has a camera phone. People are constantly recording themselves. But 20 years ago, not everyone was as comfortable in front of a camera. And I just happened to go on as a bad guy, do well, and become kind of like the lovable anti-hero. And from there, I did about 80 shows for Jenny Jones, making a name for myself.
How can you be a bad guy today, Jude, and not cross the line? We're seeing a lot of guys who did cross the line, but you've seemed to have traversed this delicate maneuver rather well.
You know what? People don't like honesty, and people do love honesty. I don't go out of my way to be mean or evil. I'm just honest, and a lot of times that's very funny or very hurtful. And as long as I'm telling the truth, I don't feel too bad. Do I tell all truths? Do I stay away from certain topics? Yeah, of course. But that's how. Like, if you ask people about me, real will be their number one. Mm-hmm. That will be the number one thing you hear about me, real.
You write about your personal encounters. Some people would not do that, but you have embraced that and have gotten a good response, but it's not the easiest thing to do.
It's easy to write. It's hard to hit send on that button to have it go be printed. You know, look, if you're writing a memoir and you're not afraid, I don't think you're pushing yourself quite hard enough. if you're not frightened, then you're not going deep enough with your memoir. And this memoir was really, I like to think about it like as essays, because I don't think I'm that important of a person to why would you want to read about me? But when I look at it like essays, I'm writing a slice of life from an underrepresented voice in America. That there's a lot of us out there, but we just don't have much of a voice. I think the closest thing that you had to it was Hillbilly Elegy, and even that was written by a Yale lawyer. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a Yale lawyer. I didn't go to college. I was self-taught. My old man's still on welfare. You know, I was able to get out, and I worked very hard because, and I wasn't from Kentucky. I was raised around. That's where I'm from. I'm from one of those areas where it was Kentucky cats. It was cats from the South, blacks, Mexicans in a GM town that was where the jobs were leaving by the year. Like, it's crazy. It was like you're watching the jobs leave by the year. I go back home, and it is a ghost town. And my whole family's moved out of there. There's nothing there.
Well, your story is reflected in political campaigns now, and many believe that's how Donald Trump won the election in 2016, is that he caught the anger of people who have been disenfranchised, who feel like they have been left behind. Is that fair?
I think that, you know what else, believe it or not, I think that he also caught hope. The same thing that Obama ran on. Those people were hoping for jobs. They were hoping for something better. And maybe it was false hope, but they were, you know, they were hoping for that. And that was one of the reasons why I wrote this book, because, well, it wasn't, look, I was going to write the book, but this was during the election, and I'm living in Los Angeles, and all I hear from this bubble of L.A., where, think about it like this, like rent in the neighborhood I'm from in Los Angeles is more than most Americans' mortgage payment if they can't have a house. Mm-hmm. So these are very rich people living in a bubble, and all they could say is sexism, racism, sexism, racism. And I'm like, yo, it's deeper than that. So I wanted to just write about where I was from and just kind of paint a picture that sometimes it's economic, sometimes it's like cats are just broke, sometimes cats are just uneducated. And I'm not making excuses for anybody. I'm just painting a picture. And that's all I wanted to do.
The book is Hummingbird, from Jude Angelini, who burst on the scene with Hyena. And you have a quote, "Hummingbirds are the symbols of joy, but they need to work really hard just to float."
Yeah. I think that's like being an adult, isn't it? Like, you know, we're all out here just trying our best. We're searching for joy, but it's a grind. It's a grind to go to a job every day. And it's about finding joy in that grind as well, or else you'll be miserable and you'll be working for the weekend. Also, I deal with a bit of depression myself. So it's on a deeper level. It is, you just work very hard just to, you know, get up and get out of bed. And I do it every single day. I do it every single day. I kick myself in the butt every day and go get it.
Well, you note that people who are frustrated, this quite often they seek escapes in other ways, maybe through sex, through drugs. How does the uncertain world that we're living in affect our habits, some of them which may not be all that good for us?
I think you're dealing directly with this book. This book is it does deal with, I do drugs. I do have sex. It's I do self-medicate. I don't know why I do it, you know, like perhaps to fill a void in my heart that many of us feel. You know, some people overeat, overshop, overdrink. They dump themselves into work. other people take antidepressants. I didn't want to do any of that. So I went down the drug route, and a lot of the story is following me going down that route. It's funny how we're often self-destructive when you feel out of control. Sometimes the one thing you can control is your own self-destruction.
The one thing you can control is your own self-destruction. That's a comment from the author of Hummingbird, Jude Angelini. Are you as angry now as you were before you found success?
I think I'm driven by anger. It's a slightly higher emotion than sadness. You know, a lot of times anger does come from sadness, and I think I'm driven by it. Even with this book, it's widely ignored by the literati. It's actually written quite well. So that gives me something to be upset about, to push for, because ultimately we all want to be accepted by the mainstream on our own terms. And I'm just not getting that. But what the book is getting is it's being well received by my fans, and that's everyone across the board, and then by blue collar and working class and lower class, and I'm getting people to start to read again, and I think that's important. But yeah, to say that anger doesn't drive me would be a lie. My book was passed on by Simon & Schuster. My first book was by Simon & Schuster. It was optioned by HBO because of the political climate. You know, people weren't looking for a person like me. And then I had to adjust, and I'm selling like that. I'm trying so hard, and anger is part of it. Anger is part of it.
Is it too raw for some people?
This book?
Yeah.
Yeah. This book is too raw, but I'm not lying. I'm not saying things for shock. This is 100% true. And the people that it's too raw for is probably the people who need to read it the most.
The book is Hummingbird from Jude Angelini, who is a major force in his own way. And I don't think we've heard the last of him. But thanks for sharing your story, and I look forward to our next conversation. It's been a pleasure, Jude.
Thank you. Really a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thank you for being with us today. Be safe out there. It's a little treacherous in some places. Until Monday, for Ali Baltazar, I'm Jim Inkster. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
For a podcast of today's show, go to WRKF.org or find the Talk Louisiana podcast on the WRKF app. We welcome your feedback and topic suggestions. Email us at talk@talklouisiana.org. Talk Louisiana is a production of WRKF in Baton Rouge.